Thank you for listening to the Resources for Integrated Care podcast series, Promising Practices for Promoting Person-Centered Communication and Care Coordination. This podcast is excerpted from a webinar presented live on September 13th, 2023. In this podcast, Carla Argandoña, a senior analyst at Inland Empire Health Plan, shares an overview of diverse needs of populations served and challenges to care coordination and communication experienced by Inland Empire Health Plan, and strategies for promoting care coordination to meet complex and diverse member needs.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, my name is Carla Argandoña, and I'm a senior analyst here at Inland Empire Health Plan. I'm going to go ahead and share with you guys the care coordination and communication IHP's approach to language access. So just a little bit about IHP and who we are. So IEHP is a large Medicaid health plan and not-for-profit Medicare Medicaid plan. We have 1.6 million members. We have over 7,000 providers and 3,000 team members that serve IHP members. IHP does serve the low-income individuals and families in San Bernardino and Riverside County in California, and we are predominantly in Southern California. So we have over 30,000 members that are dually eligible, and one-third of dually eligible members speak Spanish as their primary language. And out of that, 5% of dually eligible members who speak Spanish have an alternative format request. So we want to talk about real-world scenarios and how would you respond. So a member who is blind calls and wants access to a provider directory in Braille. A member with low vision is unable to memorize their member ID number. A member with low vision states that they can no longer receive their materials in an audio CD because their CD player broke. A member's caregiver has limited English proficiency and needs an American Sign Language interpreter at an impromptu visit to an urgent care center. A behavioral health provider refuses to see a non-English speaking member because they do not believe that therapy will work when an interpreter is needed. So these are some of the kind of scenarios that did take place in our health plan. And these are some of the examples of creative solutions that may benefit members and plans. So, a provider directory in Braille may cost $25,000 and would be incredibly difficult to navigate. When our health plan started to provide alternative formats, one of our mistakes was to order a provider directory in Braille. We quickly realized that it was not efficient, as a standard provider directory is 1,308 pages long. So we received quite a few boxes that contained the material in Braille and quickly realized that a member would have difficulty navigating through the 30-plus boxes we received. So instead, what we do now is that we do offer an e-format directory instead, or if a member does not have appropriate hardware, we offer access to a device like a laptop or something similar. A laptop may cost maybe anywhere from $600 to $500 versus sending them something, a document in Braille that may not be efficient for them to utilize. So services like transportation vendors may require a member's ID number before setting up a service. Here at the health plan, what we do is we have a small recording device that we provide to our members to record their ID information. We do offer it to be encrypted, password, or we do have security options as well for them. We had a member once who had called us and stated that they no longer wanted to receive their audio CD files because their CD player broke, but he didn't want to be dependent on his son reading his letters to him. So a broken CD player can be easily replaced. So we also considered sending audio files if a member has a computer or MP3-capable devices like a smartphone. Next slide, please. So urgent care are primary care sites, but unlike hospitals, most do not have video remote interpreting devices or in-person interpreters for beneficiaries or caregivers who use American Sign Language. So consider purchasing devices for the network and offer access to VRI services via a vendor. And this is something that we have established here at IHP. All of our contracted urgent cares, we did provide them with a VRI system and access to video interpreting services. Or when a member who does need those interpreting services at an urgent care facility has access to care. So behavioral health therapists take time and it's a journey. So we inform behavioral health providers about the need to serve beneficiaries with LEP. And we work with interpreter vendors to provide one or more interpreters for members seeing behavioral health providers long term. So IHP strategies to meet population needs. So examples of IHP's approach to meeting dually eligible members' communication and care coordination needs include building health plan infrastructure and staff capacity to track and meet member communication preferences. Leveraging key partnerships to align communication and care coordination strategies. So again, our strategy one is building health plan infrastructure and staff capacity to track and meet member communication preferences. So we evaluate plan communication accessibility infrastructure. So identify internal health plan stakeholders with the capacity to identify and track member communication accommodation needs, information technology, health informatics, enrollment unit, language access team. Here at IHP, we have our independent living and diversity services team, care coordinators, and member outreach team. So we work work closely together with different departments, and we do have meetings to just kind of track any type of accommodations that come into the health plan and how we can better serve our members. So ask yourselves, do you have a dedicated team focused on communication accessibility? Do they have the capacity to review quality? Do they train and promote services equitably? How do they collaborate with internal partners and care coordination teams? At IHP, we realized we would need a team that focuses on accessibility needs. So we hired full-time employees who are cultural and linguistic specialists. Their roles support capacity, quality assurance, and support internal departments and work with our external vendors as well. So identify the type of language access request. It is important to ask our members what type of accommodation they would need. Not every accommodation will be the same. So for instance, alternative format request, our members do have the option to receive a standing request, meaning that every letter that gets sent out to them could either be sent to them in large print, braille, audio CD, or an audio CD, in electronic format as well. Or sometimes the other option they have is a one-time request. Sometimes they have a caregiver that may be assisting them, and that caregiver might need the form in large print. So spoken or sign language access. So we do prefer our interpreters to be in person. We understand that sometimes that may not always be the option. So we ensure that we have a telephonic option for our members and video remote for our ASL members. So build health plan communication accessibility infrastructure. So strategies for promoting member access to communication accommodation. We educate all teams on access. We have care coordination teams and case management, grievance and appeals, sales, and member services. So our member services is our very first kind of line of defense that we like to say here, are the very first ones that our members speak to sometimes. And so we provide our team members with standard operating procedures and job aids to ensure that everyone has access to training documents as to how to provide our members with accommodations when it comes to communication. We also establish an in-person interpreter-vendor relationship. So regardless of the visit type, we set our priority is to have an in-person interpreter by default, and we only use video remote or telephonic interpretation as an as-needed basis. May provide additional benefits for plants. It could provide reducing waste, fraud, internal resources, and improve reporting for quality programs. We set alternative format thresholds. So we develop a process for large print communication via standard in-house or print vendor, and we establish approaches for producing large Braille documents. So we invest in e-formats. So our strategy two is leveraging key partnerships to align communication and care coordination strategies. It takes a village. So identify and build key partnerships. So consider network provider collaborations to support member communication and care coordination. IHP's Independent Living and Diversity Department works very closely with our pharmacy benefit manager, our IPAs, Independent Physicians Associations, and urgent care settings. So they know that if our IPAs, pharmacy management, or urgent cares, anytime that they come across maybe a barrier, they know how to communicate with our department and our cultural linguistic coordinators or specialists actually are able to train and assist them in their needs. Invest in vendors and strong service level agreements across all contract services to build robust language resources. So develop internal auditing and monitoring process. Work with partners that members trust to identify, develop, and implement solutions to meeting member care needs. Community-based organizations, I always say, are very important. IHP recently held a meeting with our local CBO, with CODI. So it's a Center on Deafness for Inland Empire. And on our meeting, we realized that we need to provide the symbol for interpreter in all of our marketing materials, as well as a TTY contact number. This is why we find the importance in collaborating with our local CBOs to help identify our members' needs. But also, we like to collaborate with our resource center serving large volumes of individuals with LEP.
Thank you for listening. This podcast is presented by the Lewin Group and is supported through the Medicare and Medicaid Coordination Office at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. MMCO is dedicated to helping beneficiaries enrolled in Medicare and Medicaid have access to seamless, high-quality health care that includes the full range of covered services in both programs. To support providers in their efforts to deliver more integrated, coordinated care, MMCO is developing technical assistance and actionable tools based on successful innovations and care models. To learn more about current efforts and resources, please visit our website, resourcesforintegratedcare.com. You can also find us on Twitter, recently rebranded as X. Our handle is @integrate_care. Or follow Resources for Integrated Care on LinkedIn to stay up to date with our recent products and technical assistance.